If an elderly lady hopped around like she were half her age, you might say, "My, isn't she
spry?"
And somebody asked you to walk through the cemetery at midnight, and you say, "Oh no, I'm
scared. I'm afraid."
And somebody said, "Well, you didn't. There was a time when you weren't afraid." They might also say, "You didn't." Another way of saying the same thing.
You weren't scared.
Would you ever say you didn't used to be afraid?
Yes.
What would you say in place?
You didn't used to be afraid.
A person who drops a match in a forest and starts a forest fire, you might say he's a very
careless person.
Another word for unusual or odd, strange, the...
Well, unique, but it isn't correctly used that way. Different.
How about queer, wouldn't it?
Yes, queer.
Does that mean about the same thing?
No, not to me exactly. I would use queer in connection with a person who was, did things strangely.
It would be connected with a person then, rather than it wouldn't be a queer thing that happened, especially.
Well, yes, I have used that expression too. A queer thing happened.
If you didn't agree with somebody else, and you wanted to do it your way, and another person wanted to do it his way, he might tell you, "Oh, don't be so
stubborn."
You ever say bullheaded?
Yes, bullheaded.
Not pigheaded.
Well, not as much. I think I've heard that, but I don't. I think I wouldn't use it.
Obstinate.
Obstinate, yes.
How about set?
Yes. But I think I'd use that more for a general thing there than a specific situation. He's set in his ways.
You always use it in connection with, along with, in his ways. Probably wouldn't say he's set.
I might.
A person who's very easily offended, you might say, "Oh, watch out, he's very..."
Touchy.
You ever said feisty for that?
No.
Fretful?
No, not for that.
You say the wrong thing to a man, he's apt to get very
worked up.
Or you might ask him the next day, "What did you get so
cut up about?"
Shall I put that down?
I probably wouldn't write that.
Or mad.
Yes.
You ever get mad? Get angry? Do we worry about these distinctions?
Yes, I have. I have felt, I should say, angry.
The child has been ill. In fact, it's an emergency. The child's been injured. And the doctor comes and tells the mother, first thing you have to remember is to keep
calm.
At the end of the day, if you work very hard, you're very...
fagged out. Weary. Tired.
All
pooed out.
You're just all, you say all in?
All in, yeah.